This is a meditation, a guided meditation on grief. We've been experiencing a lot of grief as a country and as a world lately. And individually, there's grief, whether it's loss of work or a loved one or life as you once knew it. So I want to just take some time to pay attention to grief. Because when we ignore the difficult pains and difficult transitions in life, they tend to surface in ways that are unhealthy and unpredictable. And so I'm not going to pretend that meditation takes the pain away, but we do owe it to ourselves and to that which we have lost to give it some intentional attention. And that's what today's meditation is for. So if you will get comfortable, seated on a pillow or in a chair, or even if you're lying down on a couch or in the bed, you want to take a comfortable position. Not too comfortable where you might fall asleep, but you want your body to be at ease as much as possible. So loosen your shoulders, your jaws, your forehead. Pay attention to your hands, whether they are clenched or open. You want them to be open. Your legs uncrossed, ankles uncrossed. And now I'd like for you to pay attention to your breathing. Don't try to change it. Just pay attention to it. Notice how you might feel your breath on the top of your lip as you exhale. And how you feel it in your lungs when you inhale. And what I would like for you to do is to take your hand, your left hand, and place it on your belly. And take your right hand and place it on your chest, on your heart center. And I want you to breathe into your hands. Feel how your hands move when you inhale and exhale. For now, I would like for you to pay attention to your stomach, to your hand being placed there. Just focus your attention to what you're feeling in your belly or in your gut. Is there a sense of emptiness or pain? Maybe it feels uneasy, unstable. Or maybe it feels full and more at ease than you would have thought. Maybe it's strong. So just pay attention, take a moment. Not so much your breath that you're paying attention to, but the feeling that comes from your stomach, comes from your gut, comes from your core. And acknowledge whatever you're feeling. It can be multiple emotions. Acknowledge them and just whisper to whatever emotions arise in your stomach that they are safe, that they are safe. We're not trying to usher them away or push them down. We're acknowledging them and they are safe. And now I want you to pay attention to your heart. So go there. I know your hand is there, but go there in your mind as well. Drop down into your heart and see what's there. What are you feeling? How is your heart feeling? Is it frightened? Is it broken? Is it confused, conflicted? How heavy does it feel? What is it longing for? And it's okay if nothing is coming to you as well. You don't have to force it. But just let your heart know that you are there, that you are listening. That you're not judging it. There's no right or wrong. Allow your heart to be free and to experience what it is experiencing. Maybe it's gratitude. Maybe it is remembering the experiences that brought it joy. It's remembering love. Maybe it is at peace. Maybe it is holding on to faith and to hope. Acknowledge all of it. All that's coming up from your heart right now, just hold it. Hold it. Don't get rid of it. Look at it. Admire it. Hold it. Let your heart and all the emotions know that they are safe with you. This is how we connect to our experiences. This is how we connect to our body. This is how we begin to heal, just by acknowledging where we are in our human experience, the pain and the joy, the darkness and the light. Oftentimes we try to busy ourselves and push our emotions away, afraid that we can't hold them, when actually we can hold them. We can be friends with our emotions that make us uncomfortable. They're emotions. They don't have to control us. They only try to control us when we don't pay attention to them. So give yourself the time to pay attention to what you're feeling, to what you're grieving, to what you're losing. Not to wallow there, but to touch it, to touch it, to touch it. And then let it go, to touch it, to hold it, to be friends with it. And wish it well, to touch it, to see it, to honor it, to hold it. And then let it go. And so you can stay here for as long as you need. You can come back to this and have this to be a part of your healing journey, your grieving journey. And when you're ready, take both of your hands, the one that's on your stomach and the one that's on your heart, and remove them slowly and gently. And place your hands in front of you and have them to be outstretched as if you are holding in both of your hands, in your right hand, all of the emotions of your heart, in your left hand, all the emotions from your core. You have them there. And I want you to simply blow on each as if you're blowing feathers away, lovingly, gently blow across your right hand, all of the emotions as they leave your hand and gently go into the air and fall into the ground to be recycled, to be in the earth, to nurture the earth and be recycled as beauty, as nutrients for the earth. Do the same for your left hand. Blow all of those emotions that came up for you, and allow them to gently go into the air and fall into the earth to be recycled for growth, for goodness. Do this as many times as you need to, as often as you need to. And be gentle with yourself and all that comes up for you. Be well.